LSU game on Saturday.
We're joined by head coach Dwight Perry. And Dwight, I know this has got to be disheartening for coaches, players, everybody with the program. Boy, you know, you come back and you take the lead, and for whatever reason, end of regulation and overtime, it just didn't happen tonight. What's your take on this?
Yeah, the reality is we didn't do what we needed to do to finish the game the last 2 minutes up 10, right? Turnovers, that hurt us. Not getting stops to close the game, that hurt us. And the reality is, right, VMI, credit to them, they did a really good job finishing the game, and we didn't.
What was your message to the guys now with, you know, the way, even with the way everything shakes out, and you guys probably don't even know this, you still have a chance to get the 5 seed on Saturday?
Yeah, that was our message. This was very frustrating. This was very disappointing. But the reality is we still have an opportunity to finish top 5 in this league, and we have that opportunity in our fingertips. And we're going to have to do a good job, right, of preparing. We're going to have to be emotionally and mentally mature about handling this loss because it's frustrating and it stings, as it should. But we're going to have to move on and prepare for a really good Chattanooga team so that we can still finish top 5 in this league, which is still a lot to be proud of. But we're going to have to move on and grow and learn from this and prepare the right way for a really good Chattanooga team on Saturday.
I know losing Chase Martin is disheartening, too. We don't know anything about his status. But as you go into Asheville with an injury-depleted team, what, if anything, can you really change about your rotations at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's next man up. Josh Morissette gave us some good minutes. Guys across the board stepped up. And so that's something we've preached all season, right? We've dealt with injuries and guys being out like a lot of teams have, right? We're not the only team that deals with that. And so for us, it's next man up, and we have to continue to buy into that process of collecting stops collectively on defense, right? Every guy flowing and playing together, and then being really simple on offense.